This evening we're going to have a little bit unusual service, although it's not all that unusual here at Eastside. We've done this before, and we're going to do a lot of singing in our service tonight. We're not only going to talk about praising Jehovah, we're going to do it. In a way, we praise Jehovah any time that we honor Him by studying His Word. But I appreciate Freddie's first choice, number 30. That serves as our introduction. And I appreciate Tony's prayer. Although Tony did not know what we were going to be studying and doing tonight, yet the prayer was so good and appropriate. So I'm going to read some passages. And I would welcome you to turn and read with me, or if you just want to listen very carefully and meditatively, that would be all right too. And the first passage is Psalm 104. Praise Jehovah for His wonderful power. In Psalm 104, verses 31 and 32, let the glory of Jehovah endure forever. Let Jehovah rejoice in His works, who looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the mountains, and they smoke. I'm turning now to Isaiah chapter 40. In Isaiah 40, Isaiah is setting forth the power and the majesty of God. Isaiah 40, beginning in verse 12. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of Jehovah, or being His counselor, hath taught Him? With whom took He counsel? And who instructed Him and taught Him in the path of justice and taught Him knowledge and showed to Him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of the bucket and are accounted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, He taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All the nations are as accounted by Him as less than nothing and vanity. And then one other passage, this one from Nahum chapter 1. Nahum chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Jehovah is a jealous God and avengeth. Jehovah avengeth and is full of wrath. Jehovah taketh vengeance on His adversaries, and He reserveth wrath for His enemies. Jehovah is slow to anger, and great in power, and will by no means clear the guilty. Jehovah hath His way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of His feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at Him, and the hills melt, and the earth is upheaved at His presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before His indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of His anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken asunder by Him. Jehovah is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that take refuge in Him. But with an overrunning flood He will make a full end of her place and will pursue His enemies in the darkness. Number 33.
Mighty is the Lord our God, give praise to His great name. Saints of earth and host of him proclaim abroad his name. Come rejoicing, shout Hosanna, that all men might see. Mighty is the Lord, who gives eternally. Mighty is the Lord, who lives in the heavens. Mighty is our gracious Lord, who rules for the sea.
And the earth. At the time before God created the heavens and the earth, there was no time. There was no time, there was no space, and there was no matter. God does not need the laws of physics. He existed before there was any such things as physics, astronomy, chemistry, biology. He existed and deity consisting of himself, and the Word, and the Spirit, they existed in eternity, which was not time, but rather a condition. And that, we say, at some point, and I'm not sure even that language is accurate, but in eternity, God decided that he would make this entire universe. And when God made the universe, he made a universe that men with all their science still have not figured out a way that we could even send the message instantaneously from one end of this universe to the other. And yet when God gave the word, when his will expressed the thought, when he gave the command, there sprang into existence a universe whose size is still unmeasured. And he had the power to speak the word. And in ways that we cannot even imagine, he caused this entire universe to come into being. In Psalm 146, verses 1 through 6, "Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in Jehovah his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, who keepeth truth forever." In the 148th Psalm, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Jehovah. For he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye sea monsters, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children, let them praise the name of Jehovah, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. He hath lifted up the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord." Now, as we think about these thoughts and as we sing these songs of praise, I want you to remember that in this psalm, he is saying, "Praise him, all of his angels. Praise him, all of his hosts." The angels of God don't have any trouble at all praising him because they see him and they are with him. They are in his presence. Praise is almost an instinctive thing with these angels, with the four living creatures, with the 24 elders, because they actually dwell in the presence of God. For you and me to praise God properly, we must give thought to who he is and what he has done. He is the mighty God, and he deserves our praise. And that is why we are worshiping him and praising him this afternoon. Number two.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heaven praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all His angels praise proclaim. All His hosts together praise Him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise Him, O ye heaven of heaven, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praise, give Jehovah, for His name alone is high. And His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. Let them praises give Jehovah, they were made at His command. Established His decree shall ever stand. From the earth, O praise Jehovah, O ye floods, ye dragons all. No unvapors for me wind that hear Him call. Let them praise and give Jehovah, for His name alone is high. And His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted above the earth and sky. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, sailors, judges all, praise His name, young men, maiden, aged men, children small. Let them praise, oh, for His name alone is high. Glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, far above the
Number 21.
Praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore Him. Praise Him, angels in the height. Sun and moon rejoice before Him. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Hallelujah, amen. Lord, for He has spoken. Well, his mighty voice obey. Laws which never shall be broken. For the guidance he hath made. Hallelujah, amen. Victorious, sin and death shall not prevail. Hallelujah, amen. 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 Praise the God of our salvation. Host on high is far proclaimed. Heaven and earth and all creation. Lord, and magnify his name. Hallelujah, amen.
Number 40.
When I survey the world in all its splendor, thou hast declared the beautiful array. Yes, we believe our God will rule in heaven. The darkest night, he changes back to day. God's love and power are shown in every scene, adorning truth on which we can rely. When time is o'er, all earth will then proclaim, Christ, Lord of lords and King most high. Creation speaks of God in all his glory. The meadows lake and flowers of early spring. Through life God shows his care for every creature. Such love and power inspires my heart to sing. God's love and power are shown in every scene, adorning truth on which we can rely. When time is o'er, all earth will then proclaim, Christ, Lord of lords and King most high. The greatest gift God gave our salvation. He loved the world by giving his dear Son. Sacrifice he gave for us on Calvary brings life and peace and hope to everyone. God's love and power are shown in every scene, adorning truth on which which we can rely. When time is o'er, all earth will then proclaim Christ Lord of lords and King most high.
Number five. Just sing the first verse, please. Number five.
O Lord my God, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
The Bible tells us that the invisible things of God since the creation of the world are clearly seen. They are made manifest to us by the creation itself. In the songs that we have sung, we have used the words of the 148th Psalm, and we have referred to other passages speaking of God's great power. In the 104th Psalm, we read about the wonderful providential care of God. Psalm 104, beginning in verse 10. Psalm 104, beginning in verse 10. After the first few verses describing the creation of God, then it says, He sendeth forth springs into the valleys. They run among the mountains. How beautiful. Stop just a moment. How beautiful. Without anyone there to see them, those springs are beautiful. And the streams that run in the mountains, they're beautiful. And even when no man sees those things, they are still a glory to God that He made such things as that. He sendeth forth springs into the valleys. They run among the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their habitation. They sing among the branches. He watereth the mountains from His chambers. The earth is filled with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread that strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of Jehovah are filled with moisture, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. The sun ariseth, they get them away and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Jehovah, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches, Yonder is the sea, great and wide, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is Leviathan, whom thou hast formed to play therein. These wait all for thee, that thou mayest give them their food in due season. Thou givest unto them, they gather. Thou openest thy hand, they are satisfied with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the ground. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord rejoice in his works. Power of God, Leviathan, perhaps a reference to the whale. There is Leviathan. And I love the picture that is formed here of God as if he takes his hand and he holds the feed and he feeds the whale. And he feeds the great creatures of the earth as someone feeding his pets. It's a most beautiful picture. And so here we see God in providing for the earth, giving the earth the things that are needed. And so now let us sing praise to God for his wonderful providential care. Number 43.
God is a thousand ways, 10,000 blessings flow to him. My life, my health and grace, and every good I owe. The comfort he affords are neither few nor small. He is the source of fresh delight, my portion and my all. He fills my heart with joy, my lips attuned for praise, unto his glory I'll devote the remnant of my days.
Number 561. 561.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Now number five. Number five. We want to sing only verse two. Verse two. Number five. Verse two.
When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur And near the brook, and feel the gentle breeze. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Number 10.
For all the blessings of the year, for all the friends we hold so dear, for peace on earth, both far and near, we thank thee, Lord. For life and health, whose common things, which every day and hour brings, for whom the world affection cleans, we thank thee, Lord. For love of thine, which never tires, which all our better thoughts inspires, and warms our lives with heavenly fire, we thank thee, Lord.
We praise Jehovah for his wonderful power. We praise Jehovah for his wonderful creation. We praise Jehovah for his wonderful providential care. And we praise God for his wonderful word. The 19th Psalm. The 19th Psalm. We begin in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of Jehovah are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the droppings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Clear thou me from hidden faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be clear from great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let us remember, as we're singing these songs, that this is our God. This is the God that we have. This is what he's done. This is what he has told us about himself. So as we are worshiping God and as we are praising him, we are praising him for those things that he has told us about himself. And now let us turn to number 439.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The testimony of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
I hope that you have tasted the word of the Lord and that you have found it gracious. It's interesting to watch an audience sing. And what is interesting is those who do not sing. And especially at a time like this, what are you thinking? God is worthy to be praised because of His wonderful power, because of His wonderful creation, because of His wonderful providential care, and for His wonderful Word. It is in Him we live and move and have our very being. Indeed, the least that we can do is give Him praise. And we need to praise God for His wonderful salvation also. This is the last point that we want to make. We have two passages. One, the 98th Psalm. Psalm 98, verses 1 through 3. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm hath wrought salvation for Him. Jehovah hath made known His salvation. His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the nations. He hath remembered His loving kindness and His faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. This passage is the passage that Sandra and I have used on every one of the books in our series, the nine books in the series. Jehovah hath declared His salvation. Jehovah hath made known His salvation, it says in verse 2. Another passage is a most beautiful passage in Isaiah chapter 12. It is a very short chapter, Turn to chapter 12 of Isaiah and read with me there. This is God speaking through the prophet. And he is looking to the day of the Christ, the day of the Messiah, the day when you and I live. This is the day when you and I live that he's looking forward to here. And in that day, thou shalt say, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, for though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away. And thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Jehovah, even Jehovah, is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. Let this be known in all the earth. Cry aloud and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great in the midst of thee is the Holy One of Israel. We're going to sing a song. And as we sing the song, I want you to remember this chapter here. And let me make the point. When he says, Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation, it seems to me that he is referring to the figure of the fact that when the children of Israel were traveling in the wilderness, provide in the days of the Messiah, that's the day you and I live in, you can go and draw water out of the well. It will be there, and it will be abundant. And it will be abundantly available. And it seems to me that that is the great point being made here. So please turn to number 22.
Draw from the springs of salvation, give thanks to his great and holy name. Make known his deeds among the people, make known his exalted way. Praise the Lord, and shout in triumph and joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord, and shout for joy, for he is in our midst. Call on his name with thanksgiving, yes, joyously praise his name in song. True love, he authored our salvation. True love, he did give his son. Praise the Lord, and shout and cry for joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord, and shout for joy, for he is in our midst.
Number 5 again. We'll sing the last two verses. Number 5. Verses 3 and 4.
And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and taste thee home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Invitation song 3.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And as we consider God and how great he is for all that he's done, one of the most amazing things about God is that he has taken notice of us and that he has loved us. He created us when he didn't have to create us at all. He did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. And when you consider how much trouble human beings have been to God, then one wonders that he made us and he did it on purpose. And he wanted to be able to bestow his love upon us. And he wanted to be able to bestow his salvation upon us. But that salvation is given and it is offered, but each one of us has to accept it on God's terms. It has to be on his terms. There is no negotiating with God. We must believe that the one he sent is indeed his Son, the Christ. And we must be willing to live God's way. And that means to repent of sin and turn away from it. Make the decision to live for God. It means that we must be willing to voice our faith to make confession of it. And we must be willing to trust in the blood of Jesus and be baptized for the removal of our sins. If you're not a Christian, you can be tonight. There are a lot of things you might like to be that we can't let you be that tonight. We're not able to do that. But the greatest thing of all, the greatest thing you will ever need in all your life, we can do tonight. We can do it now. If you're not a Christian, why not become one? If you are a child of God, but you have not lived as you should, you've turned away from the Lord. Remember that the great physician can heal you. So if you're subject to the invitation, we hope you'll come as we stand and sing.